in Dublin was unable to supply their total. 38 patients are on trolleys in Cork University Hospital.
The new Cork prison, which has 169 cells and a capacity for 275 prisoners, is due to open on the 12th of February next. Construction of the €40 million facility, which will bring an end to slapping out, has taken over 2 years to complete, and the media has been touring the prison today. 96FM senior reporter Fiona Donnelly has been on the tour and has this report.
150 prisoners will be transported from the old Cork prison to the new prison here on Rathmore Road in 3 weeks' time. The 12.2 metre cells have double occupancy, showers and toilets, which Governor Pat Dawson says will bring an end to slopping out.
Slopping out is where you have to use a chamber pot to go to the toilet while you're locked up in your cell for that period of time, and then you have to carry that down the landing to a slop out area where you empty it, wash it and bring it back. An inhumane and really, you know, Dickensian process that's now finished in Cork by this building.
A new style of visiting in a normal environment without screens and a play area for children is being introduced. Prisoners will also have the use of a horticultural garden, yard, sports hall and gym. And while many may think the prisoners can enjoy a normal lifestyle, Pat Dawson explains the reason for this.
Have you actually dealt with why you came to prison? So if we can normalise the environment and allow people to live normalised lives within prison, we have a better chance, and it's been proven, you have a better chance of them assimilating better into society when they leave.
And Pat Dawson has moved to allay any fears local residents may have about security and contraband.
This is netted purely because of its proximity to the exterior wall and the history of stuff being thrown into prisons, you know. And that's just a kind of a security reality around the environment that is created by a prison when, you know, people try and subvert it. But again, I'm big on throwing the responsibility around that back onto the prisoners and their families as well.
The development is part of the major capital investment programme currently being undertaken by the Irish Prison Service to modernise the prison infrastructure. Fiona Donnelly, Cork Prison, Rathmore Road.
A new lender entering the Irish mortgage market says it'll cater